We want to read the scriptures. Please stand. As we read the word today, be reminded that we are having a men's conference coming up. There's a men's conference coming up. We had a she conference, and the he said, where is ours? So there's a conference coming up. Please be praying for the preparation. We'll give you more details. This will be happening next week, starting on the 14th, going up to the 18th, culminating in Father's Day. So be praying for that particular week. So if you're standing next to a man, tell that man, your conference is coming. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to read Joshua. And I want to tell you this month is going to be an amazing month. Amen. Joshua chapter 1, verse 1 to 9. We are talking about empowered obedience. I read. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aid, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I'm about to give to them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert of Lebanon and from the great river Euphrates, all the Hittite country, to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. And verse 9, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Amen. 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 This is God's word, and God's people say,
Amen.
Please be seated in his presence. Shall we pray? Father, we pause in this service to acknowledge that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. This afternoon, you have prepared a word for us. And I want to pray, Lord, as I open my mouth, that you will speak to somebody's spirit, to somebody's mind, and to somebody's current situation. We are entering into a new month, and Lord, we believe that you have new things for us. The Bible says, behold, I do a new thing. Do you not perceive it? Now it springs up. Dear Lord, reveal your word to us. Encourage somebody who needs to be encouraged. Lift up somebody who needs to be lifted up. Strengthen somebody who is feeling and weak, and they don't know how this month will turn out to be. But God, let your word exalt you and deposit something new into our lives. We thank you for hearing us, those watching us online, Those in the pavilion, those in-house here, we want to say thank you. And we know that we'll come out of this service with a testimony, because we have prayed in Jesus' name, and God's people said, amen. Amen and amen. Tell your neighbor, it's a new month. Last month, what was our theme? Empowered voice. January, what was our theme? Empowered vision. Amen. So don't forget, all these themes are building on each other. And so last month, empowered voice. This month, empowered obedience. So we hear God's voice and then we do what? We obey. Trust and obey. The character for this month is who? Is Joshua. And I want to tell you something about Joshua. Number one, Joshua did not have parents. I'm saying that Joshua did not have parents. He is called the son of none. That's what we read. Joshua chapter 1, verse 1. Joshua, son of Nun. Now, that's on a light note. Some of you are about to get shocked. How did he show up? But I want to give you a background on the life of Joshua, because I believe what Joshua went through, some of us may be going through. Joshua was a person who was very faithful to God. Faithful to Moses. But things happened that were not his doing. And those things derailed him for 40 years. Things he did not do. But for 40 years, he was derailed for other people's problems and other people's challenges. And I want to say that as God is doing a new thing in your life this month, God is saying, your path may have been derailed for a long time. There are some of you who are just, this month, you are celebrating your 40th birthday. Hallelujah. You are entering a new season. Some of you, your birthday may have already passed. Some of it is coming. You're going to be 40. So 40 years. And right now you have nothing to show of your 40 years. But I want you to know that God can sort you out in 1 year. What could have happened in 40 years? I'm saying God is about to turn your life around. In Jesus' name. So Joshua was a very faithful person. Joshua was one of the 10 spies, the 12 spies who went into the promised land. And it was a great opportunity. Joshua, Caleb, and some of the 10 spies that were chosen. And it was a great moment. They had left Egypt. They had come to the mountain. They were now about to cross into the promised land. And something happened that derailed Joshua and Caleb for 40 years. And I believe for Joshua, it was a great disappointment that this had happened in his life. And let me say this, there are people who are going to do things to you. And it was not your fault. And your life has just gone off. And sometimes when God now comes after those 40 years to tell you that he's about to do a new thing, you tell him, no, I don't think my life will change. There's bitterness in your life, there's disappointment, and you're wondering, can God still turn my life around? You see, the Bible says, God says, I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Kenya is celebrating, just celebrated Madaraka Day the other day. How many years now? 60 years. And we may have carried our own issues, our own challenges from the colonial time, and those things may be following us. Things don't seem to be getting better. 60 years have passed, and we are wondering, and saying, actually nothing can change. You don't know who God is. I'm saying you don't know who God is. And Joshua is facing that situation when God is telling him, now it's the time to take these people into the promised land. Joshua had been there before. In his mind, he was saying, what change will happen. What change will happen? Now, if I read Joshua chapter, not Joshua, Numbers, tell your neighbor, there's a book called Numbers. I'll just ask your neighbor if they have ever read that book. It's a book called Numbers. It has many good stories. Huh? You know, I keep telling people God is a mathematician. That's why he wrote a whole book called Numbers. Hallelujah. So Numbers 13 verse 30, they're bringing a report. These 12 spies, they're bringing a report. Joshua is one of them. Now see what the Bible says. Then Caleb silenced people before Moses and said, "We should go up and take possession of the land, for we can certainly do it." But the man who had gone up with him said, "We can't attack those people. They are stronger than we are." Let me pause here and just say to you that in this life, there are two groups of people. There are those who say, "I can," and there are those who say, "I can't." And they're always among us. Some of them are in your family. You come up with a great idea and we say, "We can do this." The rest of your family says, "We can't do this." You are in a boardroom, you have given a proposal, and you're saying, "This can be done." And other people say, "No, this cannot be done." So it was not strange for this to happen. The Bible says in verse 32, "And they spread among the Israelites a bad report about the land they had explored." And this is what they said. He says, "The land," and they spread the bad news. Okay, go back to that verse, please. "And they spread among the Israelites a bad report about the land they had explored. They said, 'The land we explored devours those living in it. All the people we saw are of great size. We saw the Nephilim there, the descendants of Anak come from the Nephilim. And we saw ourselves as grasshoppers in our own eyes, and we looked the same to them.'" And then 14 verse 1, "That night, all the members of the community raised their voices and wept aloud. All the Israelites grumbled against Moses and Aaron. And the whole assembly said to them, 'If only we had died in Egypt or in this wilderness. Why is the Lord bringing us to this land only to let us fall by the sword? Our wives and children will be taken as plunder. Wouldn't it be better for us to go back to Egypt?' And they said to each other, 'We should choose a leader and go back to Egypt.' Then Moses and Aaron fell face down in front of the whole Israel assembly gathered there. And Joshua, son of Nun, and Caleb, son of Jephunneh, who among those who had explored the land, tore their clothes and said to the entire Israelite assembly, 'The land we passed through and explored is exceedingly good.'" I want to say this in Jesus' name. The land we are entering into this month of June is exceedingly good. I'm talking to somebody here. I'm saying it is exceedingly good. Verse 8 says, "If the Lord is pleased with us, he will lead us into that land, a land flowing with milk and honey, and will give it to us. Only do not rebel against the Lord, and do not be afraid of the people of the land, because we will devour them. Their protection is gone, but the Lord is with us. Do not be afraid of them." That's the report they gave. But if you read the rest of the story, they still complained. They still grumbled. Until God, also got upset, and God said to Moses, "Let me wipe out all of these people." And Moses, "After I have wiped them out, let me start with you afresh." Now, if you are Moses, what would you have done? Huh? You would have said, "Yes, start with me." But Moses said, "Lord, you cannot do that. Your reputation is at stake. You cannot do that." And so Moses, God says, "Fine, I will forgive them. But this is what is going to happen." So he gave them something. By the time he talking in verse 34. By the way, all the 10 spies were killed right there by God. But in verse 34, the Bible says this. 14:34. If I can get to that place. God says something. Numbers 14:34. Oh, there is no 14:34. Huh? All right. Okay. Because I need that verse. Because God now is speaking about the 40 years. He says, for 40 years, 1 year for each of the 40 days you explore the land, you will suffer for your sins and know what it is like to have me against you. I, the Lord, have spoken, and I will surely do these things to this whole wicked community, which has banded together against me. They will meet their end in this wilderness. Here they will die. And so Joshua finds himself derailed for 40 years. I want to talk to somebody here and say this. You may have been derailed, denied, frustrated, but that season is coming to an end. I'm saying that season is coming to an end. God is giving you a new promise. God is giving you new directions. God wants to do something in your life. After those 40 years, God then spoke through Moses to Joshua. So let me read those verses in Deuteronomy chapter 31. The Bible says this in those verses. Then Moses went out and spoke these words to all Israel. Now this is 40 years later. I am now 120 years old, and I'm no longer able to lead you. The Lord has said to me, you shall not cross the Jordan. The Lord your God himself will cross over ahead of you. He will destroy these nations before you, and you will take possession of their land. Joshua also will cross over ahead of you, as the Lord said. And the Lord will do to them what he did to Sihon and Gog, the kings of the Amorites, whom he destroyed along with their leaders and destroyed the land. Okay, in the next statement. The Lord will deliver them to you, and you must do to them all that I have commanded you. Then Moses says, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Then Moses summoned Joshua and said to him in the presence of all Israel, be strong and courageous, for you must go with these people into the land that the Lord swore to their ancestors to give them, and you must divide it among them as their inheritance. Let me stop there. Now this is Moses speaking. So Moses is telling Joshua, Joshua, you go. This is what God is going to do. I am not going through into that land. God already said, everybody apart from you two, everybody 20 years above will do what? Will die. So Moses was sure. He was among that team. Then he's telling Joshua, Joshua, you go. The Lord will bless you. Now let me ask you, do you think Joshua listened to that? I believe he didn't. Because 40 years is a long time to be disappointed. 40 years is a long time to believe something fresh is going to come. That is why Joshua chapter 1, when Moses had died, God now had to summon Joshua and repeat the same thing Moses had said. This afternoon, I want to repeat to you what God told you long time ago. And because of your disappointments, you threw it out of the window. God is repeating it one more time to you and telling you, I am still going to use you. I'm still going to do a new thing in your life. That is why in the book of Joshua chapter 1, God now speaks and tells Joshua, listen, Joshua, you're not going anywhere. God, Moses already told you to move. You're not moving. Now listen. Then it gives him this verse. He says, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aid, Moses, my servant, is dead. Forget the past. Something new is about to happen to you. You see, Joshua was scared because Moses was mighty. Moses is the one who faced Pharaoh. Moses is the one who released the plagues. And Joshua walked in awe of this guy. And now he's coming to a place and he was derailed into the promised land. From going to the promised land, his hopes are finished. He's gone. But then God is saying, listen, forget Moses. Forget those big miracles. I'm going to do new ones for you. I'm going to do new ones for you. I'm telling somebody here, forget your ex. That season is gone. Thank you, Jesus. Your ex may be in church and they're with another person and you're just sitting there saying, look at them. They really irritate you every day you come to church. Instead of going to another church, they stayed in this church. God is saying that season with your ex is gone. Your ex is lifting up his hand and saying, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You are saying, look at them. God cut off their arms. You know, you can really be disappointed. And you are living in your past. You're living in dreams that were shattered, but God is saying, I'm putting a new dream in your life. I'm doing something fresh in your life, something bigger than was there before. Forget that business that went under. Forget that partner who just colluded with other guys and took off with the business, because I'm about to do a new thing. Come on, somebody, in Jesus' name. I'm about to do a new thing. I'm about to do a new thing. And God is trying to convince this guy who has been refusing to look forward. And God is saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. That season is gone. I have a new season for you. Why do you think God kept telling him three times, be strong and courageous, be strong and courageous, be strong and courageous? Because he wanted this guy to wake up. There's something God had put inside him that he wanted to wake it up, in Jesus' name. And so as I speak, there are three things that will come to you. Number one, God is saying, I have a new deposit in you. I have a new deposit. Number two, I have a new expectation for you. Number three, I have a new reward. I'm saying to somebody, God is placing in you a new deposit. A new expectation and a new reward. You see, Joshua maybe had felt those days as a spy when he came back that this was his moment. This was his time. This was the time for him to shine. But it took 40 years of other people causing problems for him to be where he was. He was faithful. He had never done wrong. He gave a good report. But because of other people's bad report, he was put in that waiting list. And he was still waiting. And it was taking God a hard time to convince him that God was about to do a new thing. Can you believe that God can do a new thing for this country? Yes. He's able. He's able to turn a nation around and place it where it needs to go. He can take your family around and place it where it needs to go. He can take you as an individual, turn you around and place you where you need to go. And I believe this month could be that month of your miracle. Amen. I'm saying that in Jesus' name. This could be a month of that miracle. And so God is telling Joshua, I have given you something. I have put a deposit inside you. Let me read those verses. Joshua chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. The Bible says this. God has placed something in you. Let me read it in the New King James Version very quickly. It says this in verse 3. He says, verse 3 for me. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you. I have given you. I've put it inside you, as I said to Moses. Verse 4, he says, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea towards the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. I have given you something. I have put a deposit inside you. I have put authority in you. I have put power inside you. I have put territories inside you. I have put cities inside you. Can you imagine God is talking to Joshua? He's saying, Joshua, I'm giving you a city. That's why he said when he went to Jericho, he said, listen, Joshua, I'm giving you Jericho. Let me read that verse. Joshua chapter 6. And Joshua was wondering, can we take this city? It is fortified. Nobody can go through to it. But God, he says, you have no idea what I placed inside you. The Bible says, now Jericho was securely shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said to Joshua, see, I have given Jericho into your hand, its king and the mighty men of valor. Hallelujah. He says, I've given you something. I put a deposit inside you. But you know, sometimes when your life has been a life of disappointment, sometimes you forget that. I'm here to activate somebody's dream. I'm here to activate somebody's dream. The Bible says in John, there was a man that Jesus met who had lost his dream. The Bible says this in John chapter 5, verse 1, that Jesus came directly for that person. And it says, after this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now, there is in Jerusalem by the Sheep Gate a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having 5 porches. In these lay a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water. Then whoever stepped in first after the stirring of the water was made well of whatever disease he had. Now a certain man was there who had an infirmity. How many years? 38. That's a long time. Just 2 more for him to be 40. Hello? When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he already had been in that condition a long time, he said to him, do you want to be made well? Now that is English, just simple English. Do you want to be made well? What did the guy say? The sick man answered him, sir, I have no man. Now, is that what Jesus asked? Now, let me say this. Usually, we do not hear with our ears. So look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, those ears never hear. Just tell them. Deacon Dan, we usually don't hear with our ears. We usually hear with our mind. We don't usually see with these eyes. We see with what? Our mind. So this guy's mind had been to a point where no matter what you told them, they were not thinking and even hearing there's hope. Sometimes there's somebody you can give hope, but they're not listening. You can tell them something is going to change, but their mind has reached a stage, is not listening. So the sick man answered, sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, but while I'm coming, another steps down. Another. Somebody took your promotion. Another. Somebody took your girlfriend. Another. Somebody steps. And you feel very downcast. But let me tell you this. It doesn't matter who takes anything from you. God has put a deposit in you that is going to lift you up in Jesus' name. God has put a deposit in your life. And so Jesus knew this guy is not listening. So Jesus gave him a command. The next verse he says this. Jesus said to him, hey, rise up, take up your bed and walk. And the Bible says, and immediately the man was made well, took up his bed and walked. And that day was the wrong day of walking. It was which day? Sabbath day. And I want to tell you this. It doesn't matter which month. This is your month. Amen. God is about to turn your life around in Jesus' name. This is your month. This month of June. Things may not have happened in the past, but God has been waiting to tell you this message and tell you, rise up, pick up your bed, and walk. There is a deposit. God knew this guy could walk. God knew this guy had the ability to stand. God knows that there's something inside you that he placed inside you that will cause you to rise again. To rise again. To rise again. To rise again. Amen? There's a deposit. There's a deposit. There's life in you. There are opportunities in you. There are treasures in you. There are cities in you. There are businesses in you. Great things are about to happen to you if you can only believe. Don't believe your past. Don't believe your experiences. Believe God, because God says, behold, I am doing a new thing. But your mind is saying, but Ambrose, you have no idea how much money I lost in that business. Yes, I don't know, but God knows. You don't know, but God knows. Let me tell you this, God is about to surprise some of you. I'm saying God is about to surprise some of you. In Jesus' name. Somebody saying, but God, Ambrose, you have no idea. Let me tell you this, and I've told you many times, I failed my Form 6 exams. In maths, I got an F. I looked at the F from another angle, and it was still an F. There are things we have lost. I couldn't go back and do my Form 6. I cannot go resit my Form 6. But let me tell you this. God came and told me, Ambrose, I know the plans I have for you. There are plans for welfare, not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. God knew that I still had something in me. I had success in me. All I had failed was just a paper. It was just one paper. I was still smart. Thank you, Jesus. God had created a success. I'm still smart. God can do an amazing thing. Last Sunday, a lady came to me and she had a testimony. She said, Pastor Ambrose, you know, I have a testimony. So I said, speak on. And she said, last year, she's a nurse. She wanted to go to the U.S. and go and work as a nurse. So opportunities had come. Opportunities were there. She was going. But not only was she going to work as a nurse, she had a fiancé in the U.S. She had a motivation to go to the U.S. And she really wanted to go to the U.S. And so last year she went, booked for an interview, and she went for the interview. Here at our embassy, U.S. embassy, sometimes can be very challenging. It is like going through the valley of the shadow of death. So she... Anybody has a testimony? There are many testimonies here. This embassy is amazing. So anyway, she went to the embassy. She is excited. Pastor Ambrose has been saying, you're royalty. You have what it takes. You know, God, this is your season. This is your time. She goes there. People have prayed. She arrives with all her papers, everything. She goes, and one of the counters, and that particular person tells her, visa denied. You're not going anywhere. So what do you do? Let me tell you this. Your attitude determines a lot of things. Your attitude can lift you up. Your attitude can bring you down. This lady had an upbeat attitude. So she said, hey, I'm going to still trust God. So this year, during the anointing service, she says, I'm coming. I'm bringing my request to the Lord, and God is going to do a miracle. Something is going to happen. God is coming through for me. Then Pastor Ambrose says, please write 7 things that you are believing God for. So she wrote those things, and she was trusting God. Her attitude was upbeat. Last Sunday, she came and said, Pastor Ambrose, guess what? I went to the embassy, and I got my visa. Got my visa. Yesterday was Saturday. She flew out yesterday. You can be turned down once, but that's not the end of the road. You can be turned down once, twice, 3 times, 4 times, but that's not the end of the road, because God is beyond number 4. He's beyond number 5. He's beyond number 6. There's a time when God says, your time is now. Because God put a deposit of faith inside you. God has put something inside you that will never give up. Let that dream come alive. Let that dream come alive. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen? There's a deposit. There's a deposit. There's a deposit of faith inside you. And God was telling Joshua, don't give up. I am about to use you to take these people into the promised land. No wonder much later Joshua said, after he had conquered and all those things, he said at the end of his life, that if you other people want to serve gods and idols, you serve them. I have proven one God, and it is him I'll serve. And he said, as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. Amen? I'm talking to somebody, I'm saying, don't let your dream die. There's an expectation. Tell your neighbor, there's a new expectation. What expectation was this? Look at Joshua chapter 1, verse 5. God is speaking again to him. He says, hey Joshua, raise your expectation. He says this. He says, no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage, for to these people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. Ladies and gentlemen, God has a new expectation for you. He's saying, be strong and courageous. I'm talking to somebody here, and I'm saying, you had a dream, but that dream was crushed. But God is saying, hey, I can give you another dream. I can give you another dream. I can give you a greater dream. I've told you before that one time, the first time I went to the US, I was going to study. And as I was going there, it came at a time when I had fallen in love with a dear sister in the Lord. Tell your neighbor, amen.
Amen.
So I've gotten a scholarship. I'm going to the US. This girl I just fell in love with, I've not told her anything. She has not told me anything, but every time I see her, I hear kudung, kudung, kudung. You know, there are many things that happen. So I'm excited. I know that God just has great things for me. Life is good. I am young and life is ahead of me. So I tell her, my sister, I'm going to the US. Don't worry, I'm coming back. Just like Jesus said, he's coming back. I'll come back. And for sure, those were the days, no emails, no cell phones, nothing. When you went to the US, you were escorted by the whole village to Jomo Kenyatta International Airport. They knew that this could be the last time they see you for a long time. So I went to the US, related with this girl, long distance. She would write me letters, I would write her letters. Every time I got a letter from her, she said, dearest Ambrose, I would meditate on the word dearest. Just stay there. It was a good word. So life is good. But while I was in the US, a very close friend of mine decided to encourage her on my behalf. encouraged her, because he kept telling her, Pastor Ambrose is coming back. Don't worry, Ambrose is coming back. And they spent time together just for him encouraging her until she got encouraged. Then one day she writes me and she says, Ambrose, I don't love you anymore. You know, I thought I was strong. I was not strong. I'm in the US. I don't know what has happened. I'm wondering now, should I go back to Kenya and start a relationship again? Or should I find one of these black Americans and get married in the US? All kinds of things were going in my mind. And I was just didn't know what to do. I'm feeling disappointed and derailed. Wondering, what did I do? I showed my roommate, he was an American, I showed my roommate that letter and said, please read this. He reads it. Then he tells me, Ambrose, get on your knees. I get on my knees. He puts my hand on my shoulder and says, Father, we have received bad news from Africa. That's when I knew this thing is serious. I just said, Lord, Nikubaya, things are bad. But I really thank God for him. He really felt. And he communicated to God what I was feeling. That Africa had become a challenge in my life. I like roommates like that. People who just feel you. Not the ones who come, forget that lady. There are many in the sea. Forget those ones. This one, and he prayed for me, and he prayed for me, and then my heart came back, and I said, God, whatever it is, I know you'll make it happen. I come back to Kenya. This friend of mine, they're planning to get married. I actually attended the wedding. It was somewhere AICZ1. I attended the wedding. They are my friends. I am my best friend. I'm my friend. So I went for the wedding. So I arrive, and then suddenly this song plays. Dan, 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 dan. And this lady walks in, and I said, Jehovah God. Oh. Of course, the pianist kept on playing that song because he didn't know I was in the service. When the pastor said, if there is anyone here who has any issue, I was about to lift my hand and I put it down. Let me tell you this. God is still God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. She got married. And I'm wondering, where do I start my life? You see, sometimes we don't know where life will begin. But when God says, I know the plans I have for you, he knows. What I didn't know that is this, that this lady was prepared for this guy. Because they have had a wonderful marriage. They have had a wonderful family through these years. So this lady was prepared for this guy. So God knew them. What I did not know is that God had a Martha in front of me. There was a Martha coming my way. But I had not seen Martha. I did not see her. I was stuck with this situation in front of me. I don't know what you are stuck with in front of you. God is ahead of you. God is ahead of you. There's something God wants to do in your life. In Jesus' name. So what was God trying to tell me? Ambrose, be strong and courageous. I still have a good plan for you. Lost your business? I know the plans. Be strong and courageous. Don't give up. Of course, there are many things that would make us give up. Many things. Many things. But I'm here to tell you this. The only way we can obey God is to know that he has put a deposit in us. He is giving us an expectation. He's telling Joshua, be strong and courageous because I have something special ahead of you. I have something special. And you know, when we read the Bible and see the various people whom God used, they were not perfect people. But God used them. They had challenging backgrounds. But God used them. Moses was a murderer. God used him. Abraham was a liar. Proper. But God used him. You have guys like, what is this guy's name? Gideon, who was just scared to death. He says, I'm the least in this family. You know, I'm nothing. He had an inferiority complex. But this guy is the guy God used. We have Esther, who is an orphan. Everything is just against her all the way. She's in a foreign country, an orphan. What good can come out of her? Yet she didn't know a crown was ahead of her. Esther was going to be one of the greatest queens the world has ever seen. You have no idea what God has in store for you. In Jesus' name. No wonder God is saying, be strong. Be courageous. Don't give up. This month of June is your month. I'm saying this month of June is your month. Amen. Amen. You have failed exams. You have failed interviews. You have done all kinds of things. You have alone. And it is just, you're getting overwhelmed. But God is saying, guess who is next to you? I'm bigger than the giants in the land. I'm bigger than the fortified cities in the land. I'm going to give you the cities. I'm going to give you the gardens. I'm going to give you the opportunities. Because I am God at the end of the day. Hallelujah. I am God. Ambrose is telling you, believe again. Ambrose is saying, trust again. Ambrose is saying, dream again. Because with God, you will take the land. I'm saying you will take the land. I'm saying you will take the land. Hallelujah. But then, as I tie this, I want to say this. There's a new reward. There's a new reward. You see, for Joshua, his reward after he had spied the land was not to go into that land, but 40 years had passed, and God is saying, hey, guess what? I still have a new reward for you. Let me read Joshua chapter 1, verse 8 and 9. By the way, that couple I was telling you about are still my good friends. Tell your neighbor, amen. Amen. So allow your ex to just be an ex. Don't forget your ex. He's on the other side of the, he's in the balcony. Just don't worry. Let them stay in the balcony. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody saying, I wish they would fall from that balcony. You know, with a big crowd like this, we have all kinds of situations and circumstances. We have people who married, divorced. Then your ex married and they still come to the same church. Hello? For Parklands, that's okay. This is the right place to come. If you're drunk and you're seeing four of me standing here, that's okay. Keep seeing them. At least you're getting four times the message. Your faith is rising four times. Seeing so many people walking around. You are top right here like this. But you see, this is the right place. Because we have seen many like you who came seeing four of me. But God turned their lives around. God turned their lives around. Amen? So there's hope in this place. There's opportunities in this place. If only you can give God a chance. Hallelujah. Don't live in your disappointments. Don't live in your past. There is a God who wants to walk in your present tense and give you a future full of expectation and full of hope. I'm talking to somebody online, and I believe the words I'm saying to you are beginning to touch your spirit, beginning to touch your heart, and you're wondering, what should I do? What can I do? Let me tell you this. Run to God. Let me finish with this verse. God is talking to Joshua. He's saying, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it when? Day and night. Day and night. That you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. And then he says, for then you shall make your way prosperous. And then you shall have good success. God has a reward. You're going to be prosperous. You're going to have good success. God is not finished with you yet. Hallelujah. The Samaritan woman had five husbands all along. Five husbands. The one she had was not her husband. And Jesus was saying, I'm giving you another opportunity. Let me be number seven in your life. Let me complete your journey. Let me be the seventh one who fills your void, because I can do it for you. Hallelujah. I can do it for you. The answer we have is Jesus. There's a song we used to sing kitambo. Jesus is the answer. Da-da-da-da-dum. So, I'm saying it one more time. Jesus is the answer for you today. And there's a reward. You are going to be prosperous. I'm talking to somebody, you are going to be prosperous. I'm saying to somebody, you're going to have good success. You're going to have good success. It's going to happen. It's going to happen in this month of June. If you can believe my word this afternoon, let me tell you this. God will cause you to rise again. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Please stand on your feet. You better come back next Sunday. Hallelujah. By the way, pray for Pastor Simon, Pastor Mashina, and Pastor Kimani. They are in Cameroon right now, enjoying themselves. And may we bless them in Jesus' name. There's a new deposit. There's a new expectation. And there's a new reward. And I want to talk to somebody here. And I want to say this. Before you leave today, God wants you to give you a new life. A new life. A new life. Hallelujah. A new life. Maybe you're here and you're saying, Pastor Ambrose, I want to get saved. I want to give my life to Jesus. So I'm just going to give a number of you that opportunity so that you don't worry, who is it? So I'd like to ask five of you who have never given your life to Jesus to just step out of your seat and come and stand with me here, because I knew a new deposit, a new expectation, and a new reward is coming your way. So step out right now in Jesus' name. Don't be afraid. Don't be scared. Don't say, will it make any difference? It will make a lot of a difference if you give your life to Jesus Christ. So worship team, get ready. Just give me a minute before you start singing. I'm talking to you. If you're upstairs, start walking to me. If you're downstairs, start walking right here. If you're on this side, walk here. If you're in the pavilion, there's a deacon out there or somebody. If you can connect with that person, please stand, connect with them. If you are online, you are connecting with me directly in Jesus' name. But please be walking. I need five of you because something special is about to happen in your life this month of June, for the rest of your year and for the rest of your life. You better show up. I'm talking to you. And I'm not apologizing. Show up. Give me a song while we sing. They're going to come. Just sing that song.
Baba wa mbinguni.
Come quickly.
Nyosha mkono wako.
Watu.
Watu. Walisifu jina lako.
Keep coming. We're waiting for you. Five of you.
Baba wa mbinguni. Yosha. Yosha. Mkono wako.
Watu.
Karibu sana. What's your name? Richard. That's Richard. Karibu sana. What's your name?
Pista.
Pista. Bless you.
Safa.
Yes. Safa.
Yes,
Selfa.
Yes.
Sa. Karibu. Lydia. Karibu. Victor. You're victorious. Karibu sana. Jen, karibu. Nancy, you're welcome. Doreen, amen. Karibu sana. Let's appreciate them. Something new is about to happen to your lives. Ambrose will not do it. God will do it. The fact that you're standing here, you have allowed God to enter your space. May God do it for you. May God do it for you. Somebody better give God a bigger hand, because God is going to do it for them. God is going to do it for them. Amen. Please stretch your hand here as I pray for them, and I want you to open your mouth. Pray this prayer after me. Right now, whatever it is, just pray. But tell God, but I'll guide you. Say this, Father.
Father.
One more time, Father.
Father.
I come to you.
This afternoon.
I surrender my life to you. Forgive me for my past.
For my sins.
Today, start a new day in me. Forgive me. And now cleanse me from all my sins. I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. Let a new beginning start today. Be with me as you are with Joshua all the days of my life. I know that my future is bright because you are with me. And now, Lord, I break from my past and walk into my future, knowing that you're fighting my battles. And whatever you do, you always win. And so I know I will also win. Thank you for making me your child. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Watch this space. Ladies, Jen, watch this space. God is going to do a new thing. Victor, God is going to do a new thing. Trust him. As he was with Moses, with Joshua, he will be with you. Come on, somebody, let's give God a big hand. Let's give God a big hand. Amen. I know Deacon Dan wants to write your name. Just make sure that we can connect with you. Mom, please guide this team. Deacon Dan, that gentleman there, he's very handsome, but he's married. He'll just write one or two things so that you can go back to your seat. While they're going to their seats, why don't you give God a big hand? Then tell your neighbor, God is doing a new thing in my life. Tell the neighbor who is not responding, God is doing a new thing in my life. Amen. If you are 40 years this year, there may be many of you, but if you're 40 this year, if you're a lady, you don't want to expose your age, but I'm saying, if you're 40 this year, lift up your hand. Okay, I can see those hands. Amen. Amen. I want to release a special prayer to you, that this season will be a turnaround season for you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's celebrate the 40s. Amen. So lift up your hands as we pray for the 40s. Father, in the name of Jesus, we remember those who have stepped into their 40th year this year. Lord, it feels like Joshua, having been in the wilderness for 40 years, but now a new beginning was starting. And so whether you're in the pavilion, whether you're in the sanctuary or in online, and you're 40 this year, may a new blessing come your way. Nay, may a new season start for you. May God remember you in this time. Forget the former things. Behold, God is doing a new thing. It is going to spring up for you this year. It is springing up for you even now. In the name of Jesus, may God rearrange your life. It doesn't matter what went haywire. It doesn't matter what has not worked. But Father, in the name of Jesus, because your servant is praying for them, something is going to connect. Something new is going to begin. And the next years of your life will be productive years. Will be opportunities will be invested in your life in ways you cannot imagine. Take it right now. Take this blessing right now. Receive it in your spirit right now. Now let's celebrate the 40s one more time and just thank God for them. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now I release you with a blessing. I don't know what you're going to face this June, but let me tell you this. You're going to have many testimonies. You're going to have many testimonies. Amen. You're going to have many testimonies. Many, many testimonies. Every place your foot treads upon, the Lord has given it to you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. May the Holy Spirit come upon you in a fresh way. In a fresh way. Some people trust in chariots and some trust in horses. But guess what? We shall trust in the name of the Lord our God. This month of June will be a very different month for all of us. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Just want to appreciate Professor and your entire team, your wife. Please, thank you for watching us online. You are our online members. In Jesus' name, let's celebrate them. Amen. 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 Lift up your hand as I bless us as we are released this afternoon. By the way, are you glad you came?
Yes.
Did you nyita?
Yes.
What did you nyita? You caught something. You caught something. There's a lady who came to me, and I think I can see her in the service. She said, Ambrose, I want to travel to 5 countries. And I said, according to your faith, be it done to you. So, whatever it is, you're trusting God according to your faith. My sister, according to your faith, be it done unto you. My brother, according to your faith, be it done unto you. Yes, be it done. If it is a billion Kenya shilling project, may it be done. May it be done. May it be done. And remember to give the tithe. So may it be done. And may it start now. So lift up your hands as I bless us. Father, we have walked into the month of June. We walk in it with humility, because there are others who would have wanted to walk this month. They are not here. But we are here. And so, Lord, we receive this month with thanksgiving. And so I declare to each one of us, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you. May the Lord do you good. May the Lord lift you up as he lifted Joshua. After 40 years of struggling with people who had made him go that direction, may God give you a new lease of life. May the Lord's blessing enlarge you. May your territories be enlarged. May you possess the land. Every place your foot treads upon, God has given it to you. So may you be blessed this week. And I declare to you that your Monday is blessed. Your Tuesday is blessed. Your Wednesday is blessed. Your Thursday is blessed. Your Friday is blessed. Your Saturday is blessed. Guess what? Sunday you're coming back with a testimony. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So receive this blessing. In the name of the Father, and in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. And God's people say,
Amen.
Amen. Look at your neighbor, tell your neighbor, surely goodness,
and mercy,
shall follow you,
all the days of your life.
And you, yani you, I'm talking to you, you will dwell in God's favor,
in God's goodness,
in God's abundance, and there's nothing the devil can do about it. You are blessed to be a blessing. You are favored to be favorable. You are lifted to lift others up. All to the glory of God. So take it. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Shalom.